Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yeah, that cat was nice with his. Every time he rhymed, it was like he had advice to give. Even though he had his whole life to live, he got biz at all the open mics he did.
Yeah. I used to peep him at the New Eureka every weekend. One night he started freaking, these rhymes couldn't believe him. It was like he wasn't even breathing. His performance left the crowd pleased for good reason.
In his neighborhood, trees and bruises, all he knew besides battling crews by threes and twos and breezing through. Cause he knew some shit MCs didn't. Pattern flipping, wordplay and straight spitting.
Freestyle or written, his style was different, far from the norm. No bullshit, want to get on, but had no direction, no connection. But this one cat was checking
for him. An A&R man that saw him rocking, got him the call so he could call him and talk about his new career. Big rap star, and that was music to his ears.
Here, kid, take my card, give me a ring. I got big plans for us, big plans.
This kid, rock,
microphones.
Everything and every night.
The Aussie Bird.
Yes, yeah. Arms House to Your Mom's House, episode 92. We are here. Ross and Peeps just turned up.
Already forgetting about seeing on the jumper. Just completely laid back, Amber.
I'm chilling.
Completely laid back, bro.
And they got tins in that bag.
Just chilling, wholesome pillage. What, are you going to rob them for their paint, bro?
Yeah, mate. Nah, not at all. What's going on, people?
Get me some paint, though, bro. Get me that. Set me that paint.
We're at a spot down, what's it, Boston Manor Park?
This is what it's come to. Sitting on the fucking floor.
This is plan B.
We went to a sick location with the whole plan of the episode to be in that location. And we got there. Not only was it old Bill outside, blocking the like in the middle of the A4.
Yeah.
With blue lights flashing. There was a fucking security guard as well.
Fucking security guard, man.
I've got a little port. Here's a little video of the security guard wanker. I should have just chatted to him. But yeah, so we couldn't do it. Linebike have made a fortune.
It's true.
And we're now sitting out here.
This is, I mean, I think a few music videos have been filmed down here. I know some fashion shoots have happened down here. Whose manor is this? This is Cry, FDC. Does is around this neck of the woods, I think. Old school Does. Who else is from around here now? Couple of local.
There's
a scoop piece there. Yo, so anyway, this is plan B. We're here anyway. Fuck it. I think it's
plan Z
spot.
On the floor.
I think it looks cool as shit, though, man.
You know? Haven't seen how it looks, to be fair.
I think it looks cool as shit. It's just I wish, you know, we were more comfortable, that's all. And there's ants everywhere as well. Motherfucker.
We should do some more of that Australian birds breakdancing.
Oh, yeah, in Australia. Ray Gun.
Yeah.
Killing it. It's old news now, though, man. You know, the Olympics is done now, but Ray Gun, fucking hell. You know, I had a little message back and forth with Mo2 on Instagram.
Really?
Hold on. Because, you know, Mo2 is quite involved in...
Man of many words.
He does all the flyers for the B-Boy Championships and... what are they called? Anyway, the B-Boy Championships and shit, all he does, all the flyers, all the German, you know, B-Boy shit. They're really sick flyers. I'll post some of them here. They're ill. You know, the Mo2 is just ill.
Yeah.
So he's quite deep, knowledgeable about the ongoings of the whole involvement of breakdancing in the Olympics. And he said that there was some... He said, like, the what are they called? The International Olympics Committee,
yeah.
IOC, yeah? They, at first...
That's exactly what they called well done.
So they were, like, bringing in all the big heads from the B-Boys, you know, Crazy Legs and DJ Renegade and Hooch and a couple other heads who've been dealing in breakdancing battles for years and years, decades and decades. They got them in first to kind of bring authenticity to it, but then apparently it got to a point where they were like, all right, we don't need you anymore, and then they took it from there. Which pissed a couple of people off. This was behind the scenes. And apparently the judging system was a bit stupid. I mean, to be honest, for me, I thought it was going to be a bit weird. How are they going to judge it?
Yeah. Crazy Leg said they didn't reach out to him at all.
Okay, maybe not Crazy Leg, but there was a couple
live just recently. Like,
oh, is it?
4 days ago, saying no one reached out to me, and he'd be talking about that Australian girl.
Yeah, there's some conspiracy. Apparently, her husband was part. There was no like breaking committee in Australia.
She's and a teacher husband, or something.
Yeah, and she's only been breaking for like 2-3 years. She comes from a place of classical dance or something, and I don't know, man. I think she took the place of a lot of much better B-girls from Australia, because they got a sick scene out there, you know? So I don't see how she could be the best one they could produce. And also, I want to give a shout out. Actually, you know what? Before I forget, I got to give a shout out to... I got to look her up. We're just totally missing the point. But
brilliant shout out this. We're just looking at you on the list, yeah?
I want to shout out Ami Yuasa.
Ami Yuasa.
She is a Japanese B-girl who won the gold medal. No one's talking about her. She won the gold medal. The first female gold medal of the Olympics for breakdancing, and no one's chatting about it. Everyone's talking about this fucking idiot, Raygun.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to give her a shout out. Here's a little section of her B-boying, you know what I mean, B-girling, whatever you call it.
That's an F, though. It's not
an F. Look, it's an S, bro. You get your letters from B-boys, mate. Yeah, so anyway, to be honest, I'm not going to pretend like I'm super knowledgeable about, you know, breakdancing and shit, but I do love it, though. I think it's one of the purest forms of hip-hop, man. You know? The dance. This is ill.
Yes. Curious forms of music, dancing, is like the human reaction to it.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I tell you who I bumped into the other day was Denise Van Outen. Do you remember her from The Big Breakfast and all that stuff? I was down in Paddington, down by Little Venice. She walked past. I was like, hey, see, is that Denise? And she was like, yeah. I was like, to give her a fist bump.
Hey, see, Denise. Hello, Gil. Hello, Gil. Oh, I was thinking of an idea.
Mm.
Oh, but maybe I shouldn't say it on the pod. Because then it won't be an idea. Who would have known?
Okay, then.
It was a stupid announcement.
That was great.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. We were all fucking riled up to do this other spot, man. It went to shit. Ah. You know what? There is one thing.
To shit.
I was recommending it to you, but I want to recommend it to the viewers in case they haven't seen it yet. Because it's old. It's a few years old now, 4 years old.
What is it? It's something I can watch tonight.
A TV show called The Boys.
The Boys?
Yeah.
It's The Boys.
It's The Boys. I mean, I'm late to the party. Like I said, it came out about 4 years ago.
Lucky voice.
Mate, if you've seen it and you like it, leave a comment, let people know. Because, man, I've been binge watching it for the past, like, couple of months. I watched all 4 seasons. The 5th season is dropping, I think, next year. And it's the last season.
Oh, it's that good, yeah?
Bro.
What's it on if you don't stay in the television?
It's on Prime. Amazon Prime, I think. Or Paramount. I can't remember. One of those two.
Okay.
Yeah. You can look that up easily. But, mate, it's so ill, man. It's like superheroes. It's like the Avengers, yeah? You know, Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and all that stuff. But they've done, like, fake versions of it. So Superman is called Homelander, and The Flash is called A-Train. And instead of there's Aquaman, what was his name?
That's the kind of shit.
The Deep.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Like, watch that kind of shit.
But check this out, yeah? What makes this program so cool? Because I'm, like, you know, I'm not a massive comic book fan or, you know, superhero movies and shit. I think I'm, like, tired of those films now, yeah? But this show, it's basically, like, an allegory for, like, corporate America and taking the piss out of, like, superhero movies. Because the superheroes in this series, they're the bad guys. They come across like the good guys. They work for a corporation called Vought Corporation, which is basically Disney, yeah? And all these superheroes, like, they don't save no one. It's all fucking put on. It's all a show. And everyone loves them because they, like, you know, they got these superpowers. But behind closed doors, they're, like, sex pests. They're fucking, like, murderers. They're fucking, like, evil people, man. And so the series follows this gang of vigilantes who basically kill superheroes. And they're not superheroes, they're normal people. But every superhero, for every strength they have a weakness, they have a weak spot. So they have
kryptonite.
Like kryptonite to Superman. So they got to find their weakness and then they kill the superhero. It's just, and it's proper violent and, like, you know, obviously sweary. There's lots of swearing and shit. The performances are crazy. There's one, Starlight, the woman who plays Starlight, she's a bit annoying. But other than that, everyone else is great. Homelander, the guy who plays Superman, like, for a bad guy. Because if you imagine Superman, in reality, if there was an actual Superman, everyone would be shitting themselves from him. He could literally just do that and kill you, you know what I mean? Like, the guy's like...
He's a Superman.
Like, it's just... And Homelander, the actor who plays him, I can't remember his name, but incredible, man.
Yeah.
And it just... I've been, just like I said, I've been binge-watching that for the past couple of months, man. Like, loving it. Can't wait for the fifth series. I think it's based on a graphic novel. But I recommend it. But watch it.
The Boys.
The Boys.
On either Paramount or Amazon Prime or Netflix.
One of those things.
The Boys.
Yeah. It could be all sorts, man.
You're going out tonight. You're going to Jazz Cafe.
Yeah. Going to go see Marcus Valle, a Brazilian musician. Man. Brazilian. Incredible. I've seen him before.
Well, I've seen him before back in Brazil.
No, I saw him at Jazz Cafe like years ago, maybe 7 years ago. Yeah, incredible, like bossa nova, kind of, you know, smooth, jazzy, Brazilian sounds. But he's been sampled by Jay-Z, by Kanye West, by Jay Dilla, everyone sampled him.
He's in The Boys.
There's actually a Brazilian hip-hop group called Marcelo de Dois. Yeah, Marcelo
de Dois. You started that, didn't you? Started.
I mean, they begged me to be in it, but I was like, porra, caralho, eu não falo. Português. I'm not, but they're a good hip hop crew, actually. I did see them in Brazil. They've sampled Marcus Valle. Marcus Valle is just a legendary Brazilian musician. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Gonna go with my man Mutlag. And Mutlag was supposed to be here.
Another thing, Mutlag's let us down.
He's flaked.
Zonk's let us
Zonk
down.
Zonk was supposed to be, he let us down. He said he's still up for it, but just
too hungover,
today.
Mate. Too hungover.
So we're a bit all over the place, really.
Said to me, I've knocked all that on the head. I said, you're gonna, when you do it mine, you're gonna have a zoom of the balcony. I've knocked that on the head. I said, alright, cool, I'll give you a water. He's like, yeah, that's more like it. And then the next day, oh bruv, I'm so hungover, bruv. I'm so hungover. I can't do it.
Jeez. But you see, we give you a podcast no matter what. You know what I mean? We make it happen every Wednesday. So you know what I mean?
You know,
one
maybe we can do another like half-half, like half here.
Yeah, we could do that.
Half on the Tuesday.
I mean, we got another couple of songs to listen to. We got some graph critique and we got some listeners' questions as well, man. Should we do a listener question?
Let's do a listener's question.
All right. Listen.
Yeah, easy, boys. How you doing, yeah? Like, obviously you got a question in it and if you want to answer. So, like, now that you're famous... Yeah, I'm just curious, like, how would the Almshouse boys deal with fame? Like, say Almshouse became a global phenomenon and, like, you guys can't even leave the house without being recognized. How do you think you'd handle fame? What would you do to protect your anonymity? And how do you think, would you enjoy it or not? Would that suit your lifestyle? Safe, yeah? Have a good one.
You get that?
I got it.
So cheers for that question.
It would be pretty easy. I would just sit in my fat yard doing meetings from home.
You know what would be the worst thing?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Is not being rich, but being super famous and recognised by everybody.
Yeah, so you have to go out of your house because it's shit.
Working
in
some
shit. Still living in like some little shit studio.
Because that happens to people, you know, especially the guys who go viral and shit online.
Yeah.
They're not saying anything special. They're like a one-hit wonder. Yeah, they'll be world famous for 15 minutes.
You not see me? That geezer.
But yeah, how would you deal with it then? Let's say Almshouse blew up and we're like Joe Rogan's podcast. Yeah, or whatever. I'm just saying, what's the biggest podcast?
Yeah, I don't mind the way it appears that Joe Rogan does his. Like, he's just got his mates and they bring in the guy... Jamie, who does the productions, always just been there.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like there's like a massive crew. There probably is bare crew.
Oh, he... Yeah.
Bare crew.
And but he moved, didn't it?
But so. I wouldn't... What I would do is set up a board of directors and then I would just... That would be it. I'd be going in like once a week, twice a week.
Yeah.
Hearing all the board of directors saying, okay, sweet, 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 sweet. I'm off.
Yeah, but that's not dealing with fame. The question was about dealing with fame. So now every time you leave your house... So you just stay out.
If Arm's House is a world, he said worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's raking in billions of dollars every half a year.
So you just wouldn't leave your mansion.
Worldwide.
You'd leave. You'd
no, I'd just be like, right, now I'm going to Venezuela. Just get a taxi. No one can see me. Drives in my basement. Get in the car. Drives out the basement. Bosh. Flies to a private jet.
I mean, the things I hear from celebrities that, like...
Now, you know what we'd be doing? We'd be wooing and dining, like, people like Michael Jackson. No, hey, Michael, you've got to come
with
the
pod. Well, he's dead, but, yeah.
You've got to come with the pod. Yeah, but, I mean, people that big. Imagine getting Michael Jackson on the old tap.
Exhuming him for, like, getting an exorcism and just a kid. Yo, that would be crazy. Go, so, are you a nonce or not?
Yeah.
Let's fucking make... Be like, no, man, you're silly, man. No way, man. I didn't do that. Nonce. We move on. I don't know, man. Like I was saying, like, what I hear celebrities complain about is just people being rude, and you can't be rude back to them because everyone's got a phone in your face, and if you come, like, do something dickish to someone...
Yeah, you can't, it'd be Sam's house.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Yeah. I think I would. That's the thing. And I wouldn't give a shit what anyone thinks.
You're a fucking bars anyway, you fucking cunt. Like, oh my God, did you hear that? Yeah, take a photo of me doing it as well, you bitch.
But to be brutally honest, no one gets that famous unless they want to be that famous. That's the thing, man. And I don't want to ever be that famous. I don't think any good will come out of it, to be honest.
The first thing that comes to my head when I'm thinking of rich and famous in, and this has always been the case, is pulling up to my house and it's got like a gravel driveway.
And gates.
You can hear the tyres. No, it's just the sound of them going as it comes in. For me, that's like mad posh. If you've got that, you're like, oh, we got this. Do you know what I mean? Our pebbly driveway.
Yeah.
People pull in, people pull out. You know what I mean? You can hear them pulling in. I don't know why I associate that with being minted.
I just wouldn't want, like, because when you're that famous as well, like, people just write mad shit about you. Just the amount of bullshit that people just make up about you and stuff. You know, I don't know how...
Oh, I'd love it.
Nah, man.
I'd be adding to it. I'd be doing real videos of my face. And they're like, is this fake or not? Is it AI or not? Like, these people that can't send us a card.
If you could have any guest on the planet, alive though, not someone who's dead, who would you
any
get?
Any guest Anybody. On the planet. Any. It'd be hard to, like, not go with someone like Scene, but then I'm already thinking of, like, Messi, Michael Jordan, do you know what I mean?
No, so Scene is possible. Like, that's a possible guest that I reckon we could get.
Well, I think that'd be a great... I've tried messaging him a couple of times about the Arms House.
Me too.
Never got a response.
Well, Bodie knows him. We could reach out to Bodie to put in a word for us. I'm just saying, like, we could do it. It's
we
doable.
We mention we're in MOP.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
I think Scene, he's not much of a hip-hop dude.
Nah.
I mean, he knows about it, obviously, but I think he's more of a...
Metal.
Rock and roll.
Black Sabbath.
Metal type thing. But now, I'm trying to think. Anybody on the planet...
Who's alive?
Who's alive. I tell you who I would rate to have. Is Nas.
Nas.
Imagine me, you, and Nas sat around a table... He's been on Drink Champs, but he doesn't really do many interviews, you know? And him and Nori are, like, close. They've known each other for years,
He'd
so...
He'd never do an English one,
would he? Well, never. I reckon he would, but it would be some poncy, high-end fucking, like, Radio 1
thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Nas would be fucking brilliant.
That would be heavy. I mean, the ultimate one would be Prodigy, but obviously... he is...
He's dead as a dodo, mate.
Yeah, he's
dead. All the people I'm thinking of are dead as well, like Kobe Bryant, Leonardo da Vinci, people like that.
I mean,
peek their braids.
That would be
so crazy.
That would be nuts.
Socrates.
Yeah.
Yeah, that question, that geezer sent a few questions in. That question was a bit dry.
Yeah. Come on, people, send us questions, man. They don't have to just be about graph. Oh, yeah. I got a message from some of the SV lot, you know, from the whole Banksy thing and
South
all that stuff.
South Vandals with.
South Vandals.
Apparently,
the elders of SV, Quote and who else? Couple
Quote
other
K-W-O-T.
Heads.
Yeah.
And a couple other heads. He reached out and he said, yo, give a little shout out to a fallen soldier. Yeah. He wrote Kush, K-U-S-H. He also wrote Rum, R-U-M. And he sent in some photos. I'll put them up here. I'm going to show you now. The Wino, W-I-N-O.
It's a nice read.
Mad Trains. Look, check it.
It's a nice reach, Wino.
Go that way, yeah? So look at through some of them pictures there.
Yeah, you see the Wino? That's Quote, yeah, Quote there.
That's Quote and Wino, yeah. So I just wanted to give an arms house salute to them, man. And a special salute to Wino, R.I.P.
Yeah, I like the rum straight across the face of the panel. Yeah.
Floating in the middle is a dope one.
Over the door.
And those are the old Dickies, right? The older ones.
That one is, yeah.
When is that?
Like mid-2000s.
Yeah, exactly that. 2010 on one of them. The Kush is nice, man.
Yeah, man.
That reminds me of a proper old graph, that Kush there.
Yeah.
Yo, I like that.
It's a bit of a glare in the photo, right?
Yeah, but it's nice.
Yeah.
Yo.
Them lot have done some bits, man. Got to give them props.
Well, and who's passed away?
Wino.
Wino?
And he wrote Rum and he wrote Kush. Now, he had several tags. Like people tend to do when they're... You know,
yo,
doing illegal business.
Rest in peace, man.
Yeah.
Those rums are nice, right across the thing like that. So many lost people are in.
What, DWS crew? Yeah, man.
Mrs. has got a fucking job.
Yeah, you mentioned it last time. Where is it? Doing what?
She's a waitress, basically.
Ah, okay, cool.
So,
in a restaurant, in a cafe?
Yeah, like what? In a place, like a chain.
Okay.
There's like this mad training all online. You've got to fill out all this application, do different courses and tests, all of it in English.
Damn.
So every night she's like, can you help me with this? I'm like, fuck. I know the ins and outs of this restaurant. I know all of the musts, all the stuff you have to do.
Do they give free sauce, though?
That's they give 50% discount.
Oh, is it?
So when I'm reading that bit, this is last night. I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, can we do this? It's so stressful for me. I'm like, yeah. Reading it. So, you know, you get 50% discount. She's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. But there's one in, she works in like Kensington. It's mad nice.
Yeah.
And this one is, there's loads of them. There's one in Chiswick. And I said, yo, let's go to that one now. Bosch, went down there, Bosch. 50% just smashed.
Is it?
Get smashed on mad like frozen cocktails and shit, all this mad posh shit.
All right, don't name the place, but what type of cuisine is it? Italian? Is it or
no,
just
it's like
a chicken spot?
They call it Mediterranean Turkish.
Oh, okay.
But it's like open kebabs, big like mixed grill of meats.
Okay.
It's fucking banging.
Sick.
50% of my man smashed. The bill came to £80. I was like, yo, you imagine. If we just didn't have the 50%.
What, 80 quid with the 50%?
With the, yeah,
but just
like,
you and your girl?
Yeah.
Oh,
she had like five fucking cocktails.
Damn.
Because they're always telling her, you got to try the menu, you got to know the menu.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. But she's only been there like 3-4 times.
Uh-huh.
So this time, I said, let's go there. You can flag it as a mystery shopper. See if the waitress does this when you walk in. See, because it's all like proper strict.
Yeah, I know what they're like. These chain things, these
it's
franchises.
Mad. And it's still the same geezer owns it.
All right.
And you've got to cook this like this. You've got to have the machine tilted like this when you're warming the milk 30 degrees. All this shit.
Yeah.
And so we went there and I said, you can see if it's like, you know, if these people, the people in Chisinga, they're doing that. And they're all doing it.
Yeah, I bet.
And we mention it. They don't believe her because she can like, barely speak English. Hey, I am working in a kids' home. And the woman's like, sorry, what? Hey, I work here. But the woman's like, let me see, because they have bare applications. Let me see your schedule. Let me see this. And Andrea's going to show her all this stuff. She's like, okay, boom, yeah. Send this guy. But it's mad, the stuff she's got to do.
Yeah.
But also, she's gone from. She's out of the house.
Sick.
This weekend, I've just been chilling on my J's. Because, as well, she's looking after the fucking cat. And I said to her, you need to be more Arabic with this cat. You need to tell Alba, this fucking cat. I'm going to have a rant about this fucking cat.
It's a beautiful...
fucking hate this fuck... the rules about this fucking cat. Alba's fucked off for 3 weeks.
Dude.
To, like, Philippines and all, like, island hopping, taking her daughter...
Nice.
And her geezer and the Bosch gone.
Yeah.
So, no, my cat's so expensive. My cat said no.
It is a nice cat.
Oh, my God. You must sell it. You must let it in. You must let it out. It's like, fuck that. And it's happened a lot. One time I said to Albers like a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Not a couple of months ago, like a year and a half ago, doing this exact job for her while Andrea was in Spain. Alba fucked off on holiday, so Muggins was stuck doing it, yeah? You've got to wake up in the morning, give it fresh food, fresh water. You've done the water the night before as well. Fresh water, fresh food, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? And then you've got to open the window, and as soon as this cat, you know, cats don't give a fuck about anybody, bruv. They're fucking cunts. And you've got all these rules about, like, you're going to do anything, the cat fucking hates you.
Yeah.
And it hates you, and you, and you. Fucking doesn't give a shit about it. It's got this fucking thing on its neck. You've got the application to see where the fucking cat is.
Oh, right. It's got one of them ones.
So it's, and you know she's got it as well on holiday in the Philippines. So this cat, you got to let it out in the morning, yeah? Then you have to try and get it back in before you go to work.
Uh-huh.
So you like wake up at like 7, you're like having your breakfast, or you're having a coffee. I don't eat, I just have a coffee and shit. Have a shower, get changed. You've already let the cat out. Then you're like dangling these keys out the window for like 20 minutes. Nala! Nala! Because apparently it comes to the key. Never comes to the keys! Yeah? So you have to go outside, like wrestling it from under cars and shit. So anyway, after a while, I said, fuck this bitch. I'm going to teach this cat what fucking living is, bro.
Yeah.
I dashed it outside, shut the door. I shut the window, so I'm going to work. I'm not waiting every day I'm late. Go to a room, and I'm trying to tell Andrea this now, because it's happening now, this cat's sitting in right now, but she's gone for 3 weeks.
Man.
She's getting bare arguments about it. I'm like, fuck the cat! She's going back to let it in the evening. So last night, we got smashed, we had to go back to fucking Alba's just to try and get her out again. No, it's like fucking 12:30 at night. Chilling a fucking cat.
That's annoying.
The cat is always chilling in someone's house.
Mm.
Always.
Yeah.
It's round the corner in this. We go around the corner in this thing, and so I'm like, it's in this geezer's house again. But this time it's like 12:30. The last time we fucking got him out of his house, he's helping us in the garden and shit. You gotta fuck this cat up. So now,
I'll tell you what you should do. There's these things called dreamies. It's like catnip or something. Like cats are addicted to it. My cat, if I just give her the bag of shake.
We're trying like shaking the food. Yeah. Very rich.
Oh, is it?
And I was saying, how long are you gonna let this cat live your life, like run your life completely? So she's been at work from 8:00 this morning till 4:00 and got a straight there.
Yeah.
And she's staying there. I said, I'm not coming, I got football tomorrow. Bun that fucking cat. I'm chilling in my yard on my J's, bro. Chilling. Yesterday she's at work, I'm chilling. And I was just starting to think, yo, for the first time, because I've been supporting us for like since she came over with the visa.
Yeah.
December. Just two people, Bosch, and the new yard, rare. It's been fucking nightmare. And it's obviously been worth it. I've got no problems doing it.
No, of course.
And it's always me. She's just staying at home, cooking munch, cleaning the house. I'm just going to work, coming back, going to work, coming back, going to work.
Yeah.
And now she's doing like evening shifts. Or like morning shifts. So I'll be like, she's doing like, chill. That's what I was going to say. for the first time yesterday. It didn't happen Friday, but Saturday I was like, yeah, I used to have hobbies. I used to play guitar. I used to spit bars like a motherfucker. I used to do all of these things. And now I'm like, oh yeah, now I'll be able to play guitar again and shit.
No, yeah.
But big up to Andrea. I want to say big up to my wife. Coming over here, sorting your fucking life out with the help of the best geezer you've ever met in your life.
Yeah.
This woman came from the jungle. She had jobs in Spain where they don't pay you no contract. No, they pay you half in cash because they want to pay less employee tax. Da, da, da. Mm. Come over here, got a job in 1 week with the CV that I wrote. The CV that I wrote, bruv. Bosh like this, cover letter, bosh like this, put it out. 1 week, one job interview in Mayfair, and one job interview with these people, and she got a job.
No, I rate her, man. Yeah.
In a different language. Finally. Best job she's ever had.
Sick.
Like in Spain, it's racist, the Latinos. Like, you know, Mexico, they're the cleaners, or yeah, they cut your grass. In America, the Mexicans. In Spain, like all the Latinos, they're like just maybe run up their own restaurant, food restaurant, or they're just cleaners, or that, and they're not taken like very seriously. You don't get a good contract, you get the worst pay ever, there's no minimum wage.
It's like cash in hand and shit.
Yeah, and it's fucking cunts. You know, if you don't do it, some other Latino is going to do it.
You got no workers' rights and shit.
Honey,
yeah.
None.
Yeah.
None. Especially if you don't have papers.
Yeah.
Now she's got English visa.
Yeah.
English job paying PAYE. Fuck it out. She needs to give me applause for the rest of my life. I'm putting that out there now. Every night I come home, I just get a sloppy blouse for like 3 hours, and then you have to make the food immediately. That's it. That's el trato.
Arms House for Women's Rights. That's good.
Except Andres. Some dick geezer in California. You know, California is weird now.
Yeah.
Going to ask in Starbucks, oh, what's your name? Where you are? Yeah, you put the name on the cup and shit. It's like, I'll get a whatever, latte. And, oh yeah, my wife will get a latte as well. Like, the wife is in the queue, she's sitting down, right? And apparently the girl's like, ah, yeah. He said, what? There's a latte for me, one for my wife. He said, I am. It's not my wife.
No!
Start getting a latte, Jesus!
The person working in the company.
Yeah, yeah, she's not my wife. She's not your, she doesn't belong to you. And he's like, yo, what the fuck?
No, that's mental. And what's she getting involved? Nah, she's crossing the line there.
California has gone mental.
I know, I hear.
Despite there just being people living in tents and shit like that, it's still fucked. He's fucked.
And they have a big fentanyl problem there. I know in San Francisco, it's like fucking no man's land.
Letting their youths go to school in like cat uniform because they identify as a cat.
No, that's bullshit. That story turned out.
No, there's no litter trays was bullshit.
Yeah.
Litter trays. They had litter trays at the school.
Yeah, that was fun.
That'd be so good.
Yeah.
That'd be so good.
That would be hilarious. But yeah, I mean, well, okay, they can wear whatever they want. That doesn't bother me so much. Whatever, but... But could, like, a waitress now starting dictating people's language and shit. Like, all right, if he came up and dropped the N-word or something, then fair enough, say something, yeah? But not my wife. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's just silly, man.
But it's way past, like, the N-bomb in California. Like, you can't assume someone's gender. Did you just assume my gender? Like, they actually say that. Like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It's code.
I mean, yeah, I've seen... And there's the other one... Oh man, I don't even know if I want to get into it. But yeah, I've seen loads of videos like that. But I try not to like, get carried away, man, because...
I would love it. I think Andrea would come and play, like, yeah, I am his wife. He is my husband. Like, 100%. Some things are just utter bullshit.
Yeah, and...
Utter bullshit.
There's definitely a group of people who are just mad sensitive to all this stuff. And then, like, they, you know, they feel the need to fucking let everyone know how to speak and how to act and shit, when it's just like, it's none of your business, bitch, yet. There is a lot of that happening, I see, and but I don't know. I think it will level off at some point. Like, you know, we had that, you know, even the... But, all right.
Well, I'm just hoping one thing that we got that geezer's best like this. One of the greatest bests I've ever seen.
I'm choked.
He's definitely getting that to get a nosh.
Yeah.
There's nowhere past there. That's going for a nosh.
Yeah, but going back, yeah, probably, maybe, but the,
she looks really unhappy. Like, she got paid earlier. She's got to pop all the way down here. She looked fuming. Like, probably not fuming. It's like, probably, oh, I got to suck a dick again. Fuck's sake.
I didn't get to.
There's nowhere to go, though. He's pretending he's pointing out fishies. He's going to whip out his little knobbler. Oh, here's a little fishy. Oh, little mackerel.
Cheers.
Jesus Christ. Harb's house to your mum's house for the ladies.
All right, let's do an Arabic word and then we'll call it quits. So maybe we'll do a little bit more on Tuesday night or something.
Yeah, Tuesday. Have a good pod.
Yeah. We'll do the graph critique from home.
The graph critique.
From home. Yeah?
Yeah.
But right now, I don't know if I've done this word.
I need to write it down.
Yeah. It's achi. Have we done that word? Achi?
No.
All right.
Achi.
Achi. I guess it's... Well... In America, they go Aki. You hear people go, yo, peace, Aki.
Yeah, yeah, yo, yeah, Ak. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, Ak, that's short for Aki,
yeah.
Which comes from the Arabic word Akhi, which means
like
brother.
I think as in my Akis.
Yeah.
It's all my Akis.
Yeah, my Ak.
Was it like bruv?
It means brother.
Akhi.
Literally means brother, yeah, Akhi. So talal, 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 talal is my Akhi. And so is theme.
Akhi, Akhi.
Yeah, I've spelled it A-C-K-I.
So now I can say shukran achi.
Yeah, shukran achi. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So there's a new word. A word of the day.
Shukran achi.
Yeah, boy.
I've got my tune.
Oh, yeah.
To play us out at the end. But you've got... Are we doing a graph critique or no?
I mean, we can either do it now here or we do it Tuesday night.
Yeah, let's do it Tuesday, baby.
Yeah?
Oh, I've got so many photos of when we were in that fucking sensational location.
Yeah. Now, we'll go there. We'll hopefully be able to do one.
I don't know, you know.
Yeah, it might.
I really don't know, bruv. Unless we leave it for months. They go on a Sunday at like fucking 11 in the morning, 12, because in months it'll be dark by like 4.
Yeah, it's true. We'll work it out. We'll see, man.
I want to do some bars over at MOP's New Jack City. New Jack City. Arms House bars.
Let's do it, man.
So, yeah.
All right, cool. Play the song, and then we'll fade into the second part of...
Oh, I send you those photos of me and Saul when we were nippers with our...
Oh, yeah. Was that you and Saul? I was working out who that was.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a picture of Saul from Chase the Status and Theme. Yeah, they were little kids.
I don't know if he's going to be around.
Nah, we're putting it on there, man. There we go.
Bruv.
All right, what was the song you wanted to play? Play it, man.
The song is possibly one of the greatest songs that's ever been made.
Oh, yeah?
It's by the Rolling Stones.
We might get flagged on YouTube, so if it goes all quiet on YouTube, it's because we got flagged for the song. I reckon a Rolling Stones song, it probably will happen.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. But we'll give it a go.
I think it's used everywhere.
Oh, yeah, the song at the beginning, by the way, was called This Kid by We Be Foolish. I don't think I mentioned that. Love that tune. That's just for Ash, who puts the playlist together. All our music that we play on the podcast, we have a Spotify playlist, Arms House
Big
playlist.
Big Ash.
And we have a YouTube playlist of all the songs.
Does it for free. Gets a kebab every second Friday of every third month.
Yeah. We have a Patreon. All the links is below if you want to support the podcast. No, don't play it into the mic. Just play it. Because I'll play
it. It's a good little intro, but yeah. When it makes sure the people get it.
Don't worry. I'll play it for real. But what else have we got? Leave a comment and a like and all that good stuff. Anyway, we'll be back in a second, man. Let's listen to some Rolling Stones.
That was Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones, released in 1969 when Maddie was 25.
Damn, son. Yo, big up. We were on location. Now we are back home. That we didn't record enough. So I've been egging Theme on. I go, yo, we got to do at least another 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. We'll do some graph critique. We'll listen to another tune right at the end. And look who we got. Well, not look. Here, who we've got in town. What's up, Mudlag?
Hello, how are you? How are you?
How are you?
Yes, Mudlag.
Mudlag in the house.
You're fine,
You've become a legend of the pod now, Mudlag, man. Respect to you, brother.
Respect.
He still drinks his coffee black. Sugar. No milk. And he's still giving birth. He's still birthing children every week. He's got a new kid popping out of his 17 wives.
Many wives. Many wives.
Exactly. Yo, man. All right. You were talking something just now. You were saying that you've been seeing some cool shit. Like, I've been seeing hints of it. I haven't seen anything standard, but Teach has been out there getting busy, man. Up ladders.
Yeah.
Painting whole cars.
I think he just released something on the Instagram. Double Looks like deckers. Whole cars with characters and ladders and shit. It's got to be like Germany or something like that.
Maybe Denmark.
He goes out a lot, man.
Them lot, the thing is, and again, this is not something they've told me. This is speculation. But a lot of them,
trains
because,
in London no more. Do you know what I mean? So we have to go abroad. Do you know what I mean?
I reckon they very well could paint trains in London. It's just they've been nicked so many fucking times. It's pointless. You know what I mean? So they just go out there. Again, speculation.
I don't think Teach has ever been nicked.
Again.
In the UK. But maybe. Speculation.
This is all speculation. Now, he hasn't posted anything on his Instagram, just some like partway shots, but that one with the skull, with the coming out of the eyeballs.
There's a blockbuster on there a few slides back.
Yeah.
He's it's a blockbuster. Oh. He's getting his outline on there. Nice.
They must be working on some sort of, I mean, who knows? Again, speculation, but maybe they're filming all this. They're going to release something soon. I mean, who knows, man? You know what I mean? So I know these lot, anyway, they don't like bragging about all their shit all the time, especially not online.
Yeah, bit like Mudlag.
A bit like Mudlag, innit? Exactly. Have you heard anything from the grapevine?
No, Habib, no.
He hasn't heard nothing. Okay,
that means yes, but I don't tell you.
Mum's the word. All right, party people, let's get into some graph critique.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
All right, so I'm going to send over something to Mudlag and to... you know what? This is just to get the juices flowing, all right? So I'm going to send this to you, Senor Themos. Ignore all the bits around it. Just look at the photo, yeah? And let me send it to Mudlag as well. This is just to get... This is one I found online that I just wanted to talk about just because I think it looks...
Yo, Shun.
Yo, Shun. This one's from Three Corners in Farringdon, late 80s.
Damn, I fucking love it already.
Since we gave PFB a shout-out on the BBC, you know what I mean? They've been messaging us saying, yo, big ups for that. Shout-out Don, shout-out Acid, shout-out Drax, shout out Loan, all the people who reached out to us, really appreciated, man. And of course we had to. It wasn't like, you know,
Rosa. Did you say Rosa?
Rosa as well. Salute, Mr. Rosa. But this is a piece.
R.I.P. Mint.
Mint R.I.P.
Yeah.
Good point, Mudlag.
Yeah.
But this is a Shun tag. This is just, it's got everything that I love about graph, man. And especially from that era. Yeah. The shape of the letters, the thin bits, the thick bits, the ends of the letters, the way they come out like that, the 3D and then the round bits on the 3D, the colors, the way they go in, the schemes and the little shines. Oh, man.
I love it. I love those old school letters when they got really fat at the bottom.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Bottom heavy.
Oh, man. Man, love that.
I call this medieval graph.
medieval? Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, all right, let me send you the foundation, man.
Foundational era.
Fat reach right in the middle of it as well. Huge reach when you look at it. It's like, fuck it.
Almost as if the bombing is just as important as the piece itself.
Shit.
All right, I'm sending you another one, man.
That is absolutely banging. That's a 20, 20 out of 10 bit of graph.
20 out of 10. Did I just send that to Mutlag or to you, Andy?
I got it.
Okay, shit. All right, let me send it to you, Mutlag. All right, this is... can you read it?
Yeah, Mutlag just sent me a cheeky one as well. This one says Chasm.
Yes.
C-A-Z-M, done in mostly green. All of it's green apart from the Z, which is in pink with some purple schemes. The greens in the C and the A and the M have actually got two different greens, maybe three?
Yeah, at least two, three, yeah.
And it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. But you see, we just looked at the shun. That's kind of fucked this up a bit. Because if we didn't see the shun, this would be a nice piece. You know, because this is fat and thin as well, but it's too thin and not fat enough where it need, where, well, I'm comparing it to that kind of stuff. But, you know, the purple highlight background bits with the bubbles, he's got different colors of purple on there as well. He's done nice there.
Yeah. And it's still got, like, even though, like you said, it's completely different to the shun that we saw, which is an old school piece, but there's definite throwback styles in this Chasm as well. You can tell.
This is actual graph.
It's actual graph. This is my boy Chasm. I've only met him once or twice. He's good friends with Hopeski VFL. He met him when he was up in Liverpool, but now Chasm lives in the West Coast, I think San Diego or in LA somewhere. I don't know, but he's out there now. I think he painted this. You can see the water at the bottom. He painted it in some mad tunnel. He sent me a little video. I'll post it here. Like, they're down there painting these mad, like, underwater not tunnels, but like they're like for water, like water runoff or whatever, like when they get floods out there. I don't know what they call them.
I like those the white one time as well.
It pings it off.
That's looking nice.
This isn't I've seen Chasm do some crazy pieces. This one seems pretty simple for him.
I was thinking I've seen more crazy than this.
Yeah, he's done some crazy shit. So I want him to send me
like
some
all
more
of stuff. It. The bit I dislike the most is the C. The A, the Z, and the M is for me is the best letter.
Yeah.
The C, I've seen him do better C's.
Yeah.
The C, I don't know why.
It's got a bit of a long jaw hanging out there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Which is usually quite cool.
It can be, yeah. Mutlag, thoughts on the Chasm?
Good.
Okay, he gets the nod.
I trade for 20 goats.
20 goats for the one Chasm. Okay. All right, which one should we go to next? All right, let's go to this guy. All right, I'm sending it now to Andy. There we go. Kabing. And I'll send it to Mutlag. Kabow. All right, I want to hear Mutlag describe it, but you've got to lean a little bit forward. Go for it. What does it say? What's it on? What surface? What color?
It looks like it's in one bedroom or hallway. It's above the heater.
Yeah.
Enzo. It's called Enzo.
Enzo.
Like throw-up style.
There we go.
It's called Enzo.
It's like a one-liner. Yeah, there's not filled it in. It's a hollowed out dub. Yeah, Enzo, E-N-Z-O. How many goats would you trade for this hollowed out dub? Or is it even worth a goat?
Maybe five.
Oh, right. Okay. I wouldn't trade any goats. Maybe a hamster I'd trade for this one. Now, Enzo, big up Enzo. He tunes into the podcast. Much love for sending this in, but man, you need to work on your letters, bruv, man. He's obviously a beginner by the looks of it.
It is more difficult to do that than it is just to throw up the letters normally. You know what I mean? Because you've got
very
no
good hand style.
Okay, I'll give him the hand style. Yes, I'll give him the hand style. He's definitely put some effort into his hand style. He's got a nice curve as well.
I mean, it looks like he did it in 5 minutes, to be fair.
Exactly, yeah.
Sits nice on top of the radiator so Enzo doesn't get chilly.
It's nice and
warm. Got a halo with the drips on there.
The NZO, okay, cool. I can live with them. The E, though, he's gone a little bit too funky. I think theme, like you were saying, it's difficult just to do a one-liner because you can't fuck up. I think he fucked up that E several times and he kept trying to fix it and then he just ended up with
cut it back in with the black until it got too small in the middle and he's, oh, fuck!
And it's so skinny now, he's like, I can't do anything else now, you know what I mean? So he was stuck with it.
It looked like bottle opener.
The E looks like a bottle opener.
Yes, on a Swiss Army knife, like a little one you unfold. It's exactly like that.
Exactly. All right, Enzo with the halo, the dripping halo above. Yeah, it looks like some derelict warehouse, man. It's like pigeon shit all over the floor.
The actual Enzo reach isn't too bad, like Mukla said.
Yeah.
The Enzo reach with the little arrow coming out.
It's a WHZ. Okay.
We hire Zulus.
You were out in Sicily, right? With all the mafioso, with the familia. We don't say mafioso, but why don't you say
this thing of ours? This thing of ours.
Mutlak was out in Sicily, and I told him, look, when you're out there, send me some graph. We can look at that one afterwards. We can look at that one up. But we've already looked at that one, I think. Okay, cool. We can look at it afterwards. But send us something from Sicily. I've set you up for that now. So let's go with that. I told him to take pictures of any graph out there. You said you saw some Polo tags out there, right? Shout out Polo. We listened to one of his tunes. What was it called? Time? A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Time.
He's got some bombing.
Hello, what's this?
Do you want to go on?
Hello, what's this?
Theme, a little description. Go for it.
Yo, I'm trying to. Here we go. Let me turn it landscape, have a little bit of a Frank and Pat. Whoa.
Yeah.
This is that kind of European graph that you see out there, man.
It's almost like Aztec style.
It's not Spanish. It's, what is it, Italian? Looks it, man.
Yeah.
The S, is it an S, the first letter? Samey?
Yeah, it kind of, it looks like S-A-E-M-I. That's what it looks like to me. What do you think? Could be a lowercase r maybe, but nah, I think that's an S.
Looks like Mutlag's unborn baby did it while he was still in the womb. Mutlag's youths are doing these already before they're born, mate. I don't like anything about it. I'm not trying to be like, I just don't like that style. I don't like that European flex. I don't like the A. I don't like the I with the stupid unsmiley face. I don't like the pink going around it. I don't know what the first letter is. That fucks me off.
What about the cracks going through the first letter?
I mean, is it a crack or is it a TT? Or like what? There's like little whiskers or little pubes coming out the bottom of the A. Yeah. But the A, it makes me upset. A is is a brilliant letter for graph, for anything, for design, for anything. That is just a fucking, I mean, I got no words for that. The E, like, okay, you can live with the E, but.
The E is standard,
The letters, bro.
Yeah, there's the a
star.
Thing,
you remember we said, especially Mutlag said, when you do a star, the star needs to be good. Look at this star, bruv. I know it's not a tag star, but look at it.
No, it's horrible. Yeah, I mean, there's like a trend going around where people are doing these types of styles, man, and they're like purposely going overly simple, cartoony kind of style. And yeah, I'm not too into it. I think it's mainly because people, they just got no letter style. So they're like, I'll just do this really cartoony style. And
he's
some people
no
pull it
schooling.
Off, but some people not so much. But maybe this guy, you know, because I see a lot of train writers from Europe have this style as well, like really simple.
Really?
A lot of them, they've come up, even some in London that are done by Euro guys, they kind of do this sort of thing because it's quick and it's fast to do. What's up? Talal's in the house. Do you want to give your 2 cents on this piece of graph in Sicily that Mutlag was there?
Oh, is this a Mutlag?
You got to get up a bit closer to the mic.
So I don't know why you're being so mean about it. It's all right. Does it say seam or team?
Well, there we go.
I think it says seam. And
with an I at the end.
Oh,
definitely doesn't say seam.
S-A-M-I.
We don't even know what the first letter is, bruv.
I see that it's kind of toy, but I like that they're experimenting with letter shapes.
Yeah, but that's you not experimenting melt. Because this style
it is
been
fucking dog shit.
Sorry, Talal can't hear you theme. That's the thing. He said it's dog shit. And Talal, you think that that's experimentation because you haven't seen a lot of graph, but there's so many people
I've seen graph. Like I'll tell you what, I like the A. That's all I like.
Oh my letter. God! Get him off the fucking pod, Bamamana!
Yeah, get out of
it. It's the worst letter here.
He's left. He's left now. He's gone.
Oh, Jesus.
He's gone.
Imagine if you owned that building and you weren't too adverse to a bit of graph and you rock up one morning and someone's done that. You'd be like, fucking hell. Why do I get the biggest toys on earth doing the... Look at the shutters. You could have done some nice graph on there, man.
Isn't it? Yo.
And in Italy, you can paint wherever you want. You can paint the trains however you want. You should be better than that in your second week of your career.
That's very true, man.
But
well, Mudluck sent a few over, but there's a... I want to do this one because this is someone who listens to the pod. So let me send it to both of you. No. Ignore the ones Mudlag sent you now. We've done Sicily now. I'm going to send
does
that
what
one.
He wants.
It's you know true. So, old
Candy?
Mutters. Nah, okay. Can you read
it? It was Candy Bandita for a sec before I read it. It says Cutter.
Candy. It says what? Cutter? No.
Cuttergram?
It's two words. Yeah, not Cuttergram. Outergram, so O-U-T-T-A in like a real font style, like a computer letter style, and then gram, like with a bubbly kind of style
so
going through.
Clever.
The...
Yeah. So clever.
He actually sent that.
Talk about a play on words. It's not Instagram. It's Outergram! Oh my God! Outergram, you're so clever.
Yeah, he actually sent this saying, you've been reviewing Banksy's. He goes, so I want to see what you think about this, like more arty graffiti, he said. I thought, all right, Jesus in my head, I'm thinking God, I'm going to send
what
this.
He said, arty yeah. graph. That, of, but, bruv, this isn't any type of graph. This isn't graph. This is like a font you can get on your Word document.
Exactly.
With then the gram written on it. But the last bit of the M kind of looks like the Willy of Earthworm Jim or something. Scan a bit. But yeah, I can see the fade on the gram. I can see, I mean, but what I don't get yet is why you would rock up and do that. Why you would paint the black surround, then paint all of that wall yellow, and then just do that.
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, fair enough, if it was a commission for something, but this obviously wasn't. He obviously, who am I to say what gives you joy? Go ahead, do it. Whatever pleases you, go do whatever you want. Personally, and I think I can speak for Theme and maybe Mutlag as well, you can say otherwise, that just looks like a ball ache to do, man, with all these straight long lines and you've got to cut back all the things to make sure it's all perfect. It's all about making it as neat and perfect. If I wanted it to be neat and perfect, just print it out on a piece of paper and stick it on the wall. You know what I mean? Save yourself a lot of hassle. If you're painting something, and I've seen Outer, he does normal pieces. He does normal graph as well. So maybe every now and again, he'll do something like this.
Now, this is experimenting then.
Yeah, he's experimenting. So I'm not going to tar him completely with that brush. Obviously, salute, Outer, all love.
And it's good to experiment like that because all you're going to do is get yourself better doing other letters, other this, other that. You know what I mean?
And
that's
also,
why Chick never writes Chick.
Yeah, but no, Chick is completely different.
I need to do all letters, so I do different word every time.
Yeah, but he's pure illegal style. I assume again, speculation, people who paint stuff like this, it's more practice for when you're doing like commission work stuff. You know what I mean? If you want to get paid to do, obviously you do it for fun and you do it for whatever other reasons. But then if you want to make a bit of money out of it, fine. But you need to refine your skills. And these are the type of things that you're going to get paid to do. You know what I mean? Or at least will look good on your what's it called? Profile. What do you call it?
It's like a small packet of Rizzler mixed with a bit of Candy Bandita, mixed with a bit of Word document.
I'll tell you who
can
does
I apologize to Chick for like even associating him
you can't.
With that. He'll probably kill me now.
I'll tell you who else does that, who actually has a good mix between the two, is Sky High. You must
be
obviously
can do everything.
Exactly. He'll do a piece sky high where one of the letters will be an ill graph letter. Then the K will be a perfect font letter, like almost too crisp, like it was printed on the wall. Then the Y will be like a scribble, like it was done on a pencil. And then the you know what I mean? Like he mashes all those styles together pretty well, I reckon. But, you know, he's been doing it a long time, man. Props to him.
Sky High is a different level.
Sky High is dope. Mutlag, were you trying to get my attention? You all good? Shall we do that last one? That I don't know if he sent it to you as well, the one on Gurnell. Did you get that one from Mutlag? Can he send it to you? Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, shall we have a little chat about that and then we can call it a night, man? Because I know, like you were saying, man, you've had a long day.
I've got to get back on my bicicleta again.
Oh, is it? You got to go back to get your car thing. Oh, that is annoying. Or to get the cat. Are you the fucking cat? Yeah. Oh, Jesus. All right, I don't even want to know.
There's Sloth and Spo.
Yo,
Boffer
salute.
Boffer got dogged out by Boffreaches.
Is it? He dog himself out. Okay, let me just explain it to the people listening. All right, Gurnell Swimming Pool is a swimming pool down here near Greenford, Ealing. It's derelict now. It has been derelict for a little while now, so everyone's painted all over it. We were going to do an episode there, but then there were kids around us all smoking weed, and they wouldn't stop making noise, so we couldn't do it there. Anyway, we have tags by Mine, AS, Dunya, Norman, fucking all that, and then we got a Sloth hollowed out bit on the left. We got a Spo with a pink fill, black outline or dark green? Black outline. Then we got that throw up. I've recognized that throw up, but what does it say? Pay? P-A-Y. What is that throwy next to the Spo on the right hand side? Is that P-A-Y theme? I like the Y. That's Y is kind of funky, man.
Pay? Yeah.
Pay. Yeah. And then there's a Snooze, S-N-O-O-Z. I've been wondering who's snoozing. He gets some cool spots, but I don't know how much I feel his style. I mean, he's been getting about. He's been putting in work and props to him, but I don't know if I'm too feeling the styles, man. But underneath the Snooze is a Boffer, B-O-F-A, obviously done by some toy, maybe. And he's dogged himself out. He obviously wasn't happy with it.
Big up Mine on the some. I don't know what he's used. Must be Etch, but the bottom of the inside of the central line doors, when they close like that, they have that metal strip.
The metal strip.
And he's battered enough of them, stained in like a rusty kind of. It looks sick.
That is a big slick
Mine. He's got a lot. He's done a lot of street bombing, Mine, to be fair.
Yeah, no doubt. Salute all the AS crew. Big up Avia out in Australia.
Big up the Andy Shaw crew, you know.
Yeah, AS crew. Is just like they all have a shrine. You know, they all have a shrine of Andy Shaw in there.
You know what I mean? I begged them not to do it, but they said that we're going to do it. Do you know what I mean? I said, yeah, okay. End of the day, if I can't stop you doing it, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, obviously, look, Sloth and Spo killing it. Pay, yeah. I like the outline. Snooze, like I'm saying. I mean, you know,
he's got another dub on there, hasn't he? Up the stairs, the bushes.
He's
nice.
Got a couple.
We might have shown that.
Yeah.
Talal interrupted.
Can I just say something?
What if you hurry up?
I've learned a new skill. Wicket! 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 Jungle is my city. Wicket! Wicket!
Who's speaking the thing? Get out, close the door. Fucking hell. All right, guys. Yeah, On that note,
big up Talal. Big up Mutlag. Big up Spo, big up Sloth, big up Mine, big up Autogram.
Yes.
Big up everyone in Italy, your fucking toys. Apart from that geezer, was it Rusto or something? He is sick. Who's that guy I'm thinking of? Just Bertrand. But anyway, arms house to your mum's house.
Yo, we want to
enjoy both episodes.
No doubt. Please leave a comment below. Let us know your thoughts. If you got any location ideas, if you want to send in your graph, if you want to leave us a voice note question, all the links are below, the email, the Instagram, all that good stuff. We've also got a Patreon if you want to support the show and show some love. That is
show much some love. Show some love, motherfucker. Show me some love.
Big up all the patrons involved already. Much love. Salute to you guys. I want to go out on this tune by Evidence. It's called The Far Left, featuring Alchemist and Fashawn. I haven't heard from Fashawn in a while, man. But this beat is dope. Check it out. Peace, people. 92 in the bag.
Find out who I am. You will see who I am. I will tell you who I am.
Okay, who are you?
maestro that's composing these dope jams. Got fiends tapping their arm for that dope slam. On the low like the witness protection. Clicks to gorillas with killers, let them ride out. Park the tank, open the latch and then I climb out to the atmosphere so I could really find out. I'm scheming when I walk around with the shine out. I see them pay no attention, I make boss moves. Pay kings no attention cause the cash moves. Kingpin, I'm in on anything that moves. It's the anchor man, I deliver the bag. At least a couple thousand in my pocket, no less. Can't even stop to take a breather cause it's no rest. Where I'm at, my position's what I know best. From California, but I represent the whole West.
They like God damn. Who gives a fuck about them blocks? You ran, how you walk around with choppers like it's I ran. You grew up in the burbs, you are not the man. I was in the kitchen, pots, pans. See, I'm about action, you plot, plan. Pull up to the spot, I stop, they scram. Got them out in Philly like ox, not playing. High definition like Comcast. Left Coast District on smash. I'm the next edition, just do the math. The only missing link to the movement was fast. You can tell by the bass, that's ALC. Ask EV, I'm on my J-O-B. So it's never a drought. Fiends don't sweat East Side, but I represent the whole F. Product of them Grizzlies, hitty projects. I get a good sleep with my soul at rest. See, A, but I represent the whole West Coast to the death. Fuck you, respect is the F.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?